Okay, there we are. So anyway, it was dead. And then later on in the afternoon, I was messing around with stuff. And I realized that I had also lost Wi-Fi on my good laptop. And so now I have no Wi-Fi on my good laptop, and I also have no other laptop. And I have a third and a fourth laptop. I mean, I have a lot of laptops, but the other ones are like really old. And so they're no good. And so now I think I'm going to actually make an appointment with Best Buy, Geek Squad, or whatever, to actually take the one that died in and see if they can tell me why it died. If it's a motherboard or something like that, then rest in peace. God rest ye merry gentlemen to the laptop, basically. But if it's something like, you know, that, oh, it just needs a new battery and, you know, it won't come on unless the battery's good or something. I don't know. Something easy like that, I'll probably get it fixed. But then I'm still debating on whether or not to get my other laptop fixed because I suppose it could be the monitor. I didn't even think about that. There's a light on, so I know it's getting power, like the power light is on, but it's not just I don't think it's the monitor though, because I'm not hearing any noise at all when I turn it on. So I'm not hearing any fans or any hard drive or anything like that. But anyway, so I don't know. I suck at hardware. I've never built a computer. I've never done anything like that. I've taken things apart occasionally, but not really anything that would allow me to like dig into a computer. I installed RAM one time in a laptop, and actually that was a harrowing experience because it's a Lenovo Yoga and they're really, really thin. So I basically had to take every single thing out of it to install this, to get to the RAM slot or whatever. But that's the most I've ever done. And I can't diagnose. There's no way I wouldn't even know where to start diagnosing a laptop. So then, then after I take that in, put it in the fridge? What? Okay, are you... I have installed RAM, Lamont. I'm just saying, I'm a developer. Like, I'm a software guy. Because I was always afraid, because you can fry stuff with like static electricity or something like that. So I've always been afraid to do too much hardware-wise. And I don't know how to diagnose. Like, I've never done that, so I'm not really sure how to diagnose and say, well, you use this doomahickey to test if it's the power supply, and then you can also, this will tell you if it's the motherboard, and this will tell you if it, like, I don't know. I don't know any of that stuff. And so I'm better at, you know, reinstalling software, doing drivers. So the thing about the Wi-Fi, so the Wi-Fi went out on my other one, which is the one I'm using to stream and everything right now. And I tried everything I could think of. I don't care if people see my porn or whatever. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, I don't know them. It's fine. But the Wi-Fi just has me baffled a little bit because I updated the BIOS, I reset the BIOS, I reinstalled the drivers, I uninstalled the device completely and scanned for the device again. I tried to go back to a restore point when the Wi-Fi chip was still working. I tried the Intel driver, I tried the ASUS driver, I tried everything I could think of. And I Googled it, and like those are all the steps that I found when I Googled it as well. So I think the Wi-Fi chip itself, like, must have, but when I Googled it, there was nothing saying, oh yeah, those Intel chips are really bad, they go out, or something like that. It was all software fixes. But then when I tried to do all those software fixes, none of them worked. So I'm not really sure So that one, I could just buy an external Wi-Fi dongle thingamajig. And so I could do that. And I have one that I bought for a Raspberry Pi. And I've been using that. But it's, for some reason, it is super slow. And it's not supposed to be that slow. It's an N. It's an 802.11n. And it's supposed to be a lot faster than it is. But I'm getting less than a megabit upload and download on this stupid USB Wi-Fi dongle. It's pretty old and I never really tried it out. It's probably 3 or 4 years old and I never used it. And it was really cheap. It was probably $7 or something like that. So, I mean, who knows? It could just be a bad one. And they sell all kinds of them on, I wonder if Joe is text messaging me saying, Adam, where's my Zoom link? But I emailed it to him earlier. Oh. No, he's swallowing a burrito. Anyway, so I don't know. But then I thought, I don't want to take two laptops to Best Buy. But I also don't really want to... you know what? I hate raspberries. But I bought a lot of Raspberry Pis in the day. Back in the day when those were really popular. I don't like raspberries at all, though. by the way, SD card is formatted. Thank you, Producer Cyclone, for reminding me. I'm debating about whether or not I'm going to do multi-track recording or not, though. I mean, I'm definitely going to record it, but then I'm editing, so do I really want to edit multi-track when Joe's going to be coming in over Zoom anyway? It doesn't really, like, all I could do is change levels and stuff, but it's still going to sound like it's coming in over Zoom. Unless I ask him to record his end, but I hate to do that when I have guest hosts. I hate to have them record themselves and send it to me. And I know what that would be a code word for or a code phrase for, but racist. Why does it have to be a burrito? My favorite kind of pie is a chocolate cream pie. And my grandma used to make it with meringue, with what I've learned is a French meringue, because that's the one that you bake. You make it with the egg whites and everything, and then you bake it, and that's how she used to do it. And we were watching this cooking show, and they were making one family. It was a family, I don't remember the name of it, but it's one of those British shows that's on Netflix. It's a family cooking showdown or something. Anyway, and they were making pies, and they were saying, and one of the folks made a French meringue, but he didn't bake it. He just used a blowtorch. And so the judges said, oh, unfortunately, we can't eat your meringue because it's not cooked. Because you only blowtorched it. The Italian meringue, you drizzle in hot sugar and cooks it. So you don't have to bake it. Anyway, and I was thinking, you know, when my grandma used to make pie, she would make the meringue. She would like beat up the meringue, whatever you call it. She would whip the meringue. And then she would give us the beaters. They're not cooked. We would have raw egg white with sugar, basically, and we'd lick the beaters. I turned out just fine. I understand that that is technically raw, but I mean, you know, it is what it is. But they're like, oh no, we can't eat that. It's not cooked. So anyway, I don't even know if it's worth it. From back to the Wi-Fi thing, I don't even know if it's worth it to take that in, because I'm thinking, I don't know, Wi-Fi chip, I don't know if that's tied directly to the motherboard or if that would be an expensive fix. Oh, let me admit Joe. He's joining.
Computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We use camera?
We do. Why is my video not on?
There we go.
No.
Hello. Sorry, I can't believe, I'll be honest with you, I'm impressed that I ate that burrito in such a short amount of time.
I'm laughing because in the chat room, Travi Cosmos said, swallowing a burrito is Joe code for something else. And then you came on and said, I'm surprised I swallowed that burrito so quickly.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me make sure. Are you ready to? I mean, I don't know what you're. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just trying to look for something here. I mean, you can always.
You're a little quiet coming in to me.
Well, really? I can change that. Let's see here.
I don't usually worry about it because I'm not broadcasting, but.
Hello, hello, hello. How's that?
That's better.
Also, here's the thing, too, that I tell people this, too, is that I talk like this is how I talk in real life. And then the show starts. I'm like, hi, and I start yelling. That's the other thing, too. They go like, oh, I can't hear you. I'm like, yeah, well, I go. That is.
Well, I can turn you up. But then if you're going to go, whoa.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Or something. Also, Zoom will, if you go into the Zoom, two things, if you go, you know how to turn on original audio in Zoom?
No.
So if you go to your audio, do you know how to get to the audio settings?
Yeah, but I'm not looking at that right now. Hold on.
Okay. Well.
Why do I have everything but that? Hold on here. I do have this, though.
Ba da 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 da.
Okay.
Oh, it's Joe Batance.
Who is that?
Cyclone.
Oh. Who do we have here today so far?
So far we have Cyclone, we have Lamont Cranston, we have
I've met Lamont Cranston.
I have too.
Uh-huh.
I have too. We
but he still won't go to a Pride 48, correct?
I don't know. No, Travi, I haven't had any murder tip calls lately. I need to give Nessa the phone numbers of the people that called in because she was going to call them for me and then report back. Maybe she'll even record audio. I don't know. Well, I don't know. Has Lamont said that he will not attend Pride 48 live event? I didn't know. Had he said that?
I thought that. No, wait. Yeah, I thought it was a thing. He didn't want people to like. He's met you. He's met me. Oh. He's met Daniel. But I feel like he said he doesn't want to go to like a whole Pride 48 thing. Now maybe things have changed. I think I met Lamont like 5 years ago.
Okay.
Maybe things changed. Who else we have?
We have Springham.
Oh, yeah. Nicholas Alexander Springham. He might be your type, Adam.
Oh, Springham? Is it Springham?
Mm-hmm. It's Springham.
I said, we have Springham.
Yeah.
And then we have about 8 listeners on the stream. We don't know who those are because, you know. So what I'm doing is I'm streaming, but I'm also on Discord. So so I'm doing both.
Let me go on our Discord. I announced it 15 minutes ago, but let me announce it again.
That's how Daniel does it. So I want to make him happy.
Is Daniel there?
No. Well, I don't know. He may be listening, but he's not in the Discord.
Oh, I see.
Actually, right. He is live on Discord. Like I see the little green dot by his name, mm-hmm. But he's not in the, and he probably is laying low, you know?
Yeah.
So he said he was going to be listening. So if I make any mistakes, which, by the way, I will.
You made a mistake by saying that, yeah.
I will make mistakes because I've been podcasting for like 20 years. And for whatever reason, I don't do well with the reins of a live show. And I don't know why. The Adam and Maddie show, we did live every week.
Yeah, you fucked a watermelon live.
I held the reins in that show. But since I started doing Dubious Intent with Daniel and then Mix Minus, he's always held the reins. He's been the daddy in the situation, the master, and I've been the sub. Mm-hmm. And it's hard. I just, you know, I get a little flustered being the dom. I don't know why I'm making it so sexual.
Which is so funny. Yeah, which is so funny because that's not how you are in real life. It's my announcement on Discord.
Somebody remind me the easy way to just shut off all audio notifications on Discord.
Wow. Sorry, I promoted your
show. No. I'm saying no. It's not you. But if anyone messages me, I don't want the audio, the bloop, being on the recording. I'm not talking about you. It did something earlier. And I never remember. So I go to notifications, but I feel like this didn't work. I go to notifications and I turn off desktop notifications. And then I'm just going to turn off the badge. I'm going to turn off taskbar flashing. I'm going to say sounds. I'm going to turn all the sounds off. Every single one of them. Just one by one. Why don't they have one switch that says, turn all sounds off?
I know what you're doing.
And I feel like after I did this last time that I still got noises.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Oh, okay. Because sometimes my microphone does weird things. I don't know if my microphone went out. I know what you're doing.
Well, hopefully that worked.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'll have boo-doop in the recording.
With all the people coming in. Do we have any more people now? I made a big announcement.
We have 10 listeners on this. We have 10 listeners on the stream, but no new Discord people.
What if John Arts? John Arts, are you listening? I know that you like fighting with Adam Burns.
Are you now we have 11. Do you want me to give a number? Here's our numbers update.
That's why, you know what? If you kept the sound on, we would know.
No, because it wasn't making a noise. No. Those are on the stream. How am I going to know that? The Discord.
Is Big Fatty there? Is Big Fatty listening?
We're way past Big Fatty's bedtime.
What about Auntie Vera Charles? Where's Auntie Vera Charles?
He's not
Where's
here.
Where's Scott? Where's Scott?
I don't see him. It's got the little moon by his face.
Do you have his phone number? Text him. Say I've requested for him to be here.
Do I have his phone number? I don't think I do. Or if I do, teach stream how to do the new opening. Teach Joe how to do the new opening?
What's the new opening?
I don't know what that is.
You know what I will do for you? Stay quiet. Here we go. Ready? This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Network. Find more great shows at pride48.com. Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you sound like you're coming through Zoom. Are you, are you recording yourself?
I did record myself right there, yeah. Do you want me to do are those the exact words?
Yeah, it's whatever word you want. Before you do that, go to your audio settings. I don't know how to do the show opening.
Wait. What am I supposed to do? My audio sounds great.
Go to audio in Zoom.
Oh, that's right. Audio.
Go to audio settings.
Go to audio settings. Where's the Zoom? Oh, on your screen. Okay, yeah. I'm going to be like Taylor. Wait.
Daniel says that I should teach you how to do the new opening, and Daniel, I'm just going to wing it. I'm going to be like...
Okay, well, my audio says...
Live! It's mix minus. So what you're going to do is make sure you're on audio. Did a pop-up come up?
Well, I have the screen in front of it. It says speaker, microphone, join audio by computer, mute microphone.
Oh, no. Meeting. So click on settings. Audio settings.
Advanced?
No. Have you already got a pop-up up? Yes, you're going to click advanced. I don't know where you're at. Yes, click advanced.
Okay. And then it says suppress persistent background noise.
Shit, that's not where it is. Background. Never mind. Hit back.
Okay.
Where is it? Hell, I'm trying to teach you how to do something, and I don't know where it is. Mm-hmm.
People who are listening, it's actually mostly a visual show when you're helping Taylor with technical, where his head eventually goes
so
in hands.
So where it says show in meeting, so under music and professional sound.
Where's that?
Are you in the settings? Are you in the settings pop-up?
Okay, here's, let me ask you a question. There's no pop-up. I'm looking at a video screen right now, right? I'm looking at a video screen.
Yeah.
Where do I go? Okay, looking at your video screen, just my mouse, just as if I'm normal.
So you're looking at Zoom. Okay, mouse over the video.
Okay.
And yeah. At the bottom, you should see a bunch of icons pop up.
And it says,
one of them
stop
looks
video, mute, participants, chat, share screen, record reactions.
Yeah, yeah. So you see the one on the far left that says mute?
Yes.
There's a little arrow next to the microphone.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
Uh-huh. Click on the arrow.
Yeah.
Then there's audio settings in that little menu.
That, got it. Yeah.
Now and you should have a pop-up.
Exactly where I, yeah, but it's exactly where I was before.
Okay. Now, on the right-hand panel, you should see some bold headers. One of them says speaker. Mm-hmm. One of them says microphone.
Yeah.
One of them says suppress background noise. Further down.
I'm going to share my screen.
Yeah, I won't see it.
Oh, why not?
Because Zoom, you can't share. Zoom won't show itself. And then there should be one that says music and professional audio.
Wait, hold on, Adam. Oh, but it won't show itself. Oh,
it won't show itself.
No, I see audio.
Zoom won't show itself. And then there should be one that says music and professional audio.
Wait, how come I'm hearing myself again? Oh,
what did you do?
I haven't touched anything. All right. So it says, this is what I see. Speaker. Microphone, test mic. Use separate audio device to play ringtone simultaneously. Join audio by computer when joining a meeting. Mute microphone when joining a meeting. Press and hold space key to temporarily unmute yourself. Then there's an advanced button.
Okay.
And it says show in meeting option to enable original sound from microphone.
Yeah.
Then it says audio processing, and it says suppress persistent background noise, suppress intermittent background noise, echo cancellation.
Okay, then yours looks different than mine. You're on a Mac.
Now, there is a thing that says recording.
Was there something that said original audio?
Well, there's something that said show in meeting option to enable original sound from
microphone. Yes, yes, yes. Check that.
Okay. Now there's a little window at the top left that says turn off original sound. Turn on original sound.
Turn on original sound and it should be blue. It should turn blue. The button.
No button. It just says turn on original sound. Which I did. I put it on.
Okay. Well, what does the button say now? Or whatever you're seeing.
Oh, it says turn off. Oh, okay. So turn off means it's on now. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Great. So now go back into your audio settings and look at your microphone volume.
Well, I could have adjusted it the whole time.
I was just making sure your original sound was on.
So my output volume right now is in the middle.
Make sure you, is there a checkbox that says automatically adjust microphone volume? Underneath the volume slider.
Yes.
Make sure that's unchecked.
It's unchecked.
And then turn your volume slider up just a hair.
All right, done.
Okay, you're good.
Is Wes Stone there? Is Dr. Wes Stone?
No.
Wesley Pythagoras Stone? You know, I could text him.
He doesn't usually join. Oh, and so John Art says nothing professional about this. Yeah. So John, we haven't started recording yet. So this is just, you know, we're just bullshitting right now. And Joe's new to the whole live streaming thing. So
on Pride 48 with Adam Burns. Yeah, I texted Wes, Dr. Wes Stone.
It's interesting. This streaming software that I'm using is supposed to post in the Discord and tweet, and this is the second time it hasn't. I'm just gonna I'm going to